97.5, The Fanatic.
Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody, and welcome back. We are back. Bob Cooney here, Andrew Salchunas, Dylan McKinnon running the board. We are back. Beers with Bob has returned after a small hiatus. We thank FanDuel Sportsbook. Here's the deal. I'll let you in on a little inside information here before we welcome in the great Andrew Salchunas, who is joining us from home today. So FanDuel Sportsbook was nice enough to pick up Beers with Bob. We were going to run it just through the NFL season. But because your reaction to this show, and we are having so much fun doing it, was so good that FanDuel Sportsbook, God bless him, has decided to pick us up on Wednesdays until the Super Bowl. That's right. Beers with Bob. We can kick back, relax on Wednesdays, and enjoy some nice beverages. And as I always said to you before, as my parents told each other, every day at cocktail hour, happy Wednesday. And with that, we welcome in from his home studio, Mr. Andrew Salchunas. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, the home studio. It's Beers with Bob and Gatorades with Andrew. So
for those who didn't see on Twitter today, the one Mr. Salchunas has tested positive for the coronavirus. So
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you don't sound your wonderful, cheery self, Andrew.
Yeah, no, I'm actually okay. I keep on telling people I feel like it could be worse because you hear the stories, especially my wife working in the ICU. So obviously she's dealing with people that are unfortunately, you know, near the end of their lives. So I'm all right. My voice is not 100%, but it never is because nobody really likes my voice. And that's about it. I've had a slight fever at some point today, and that was it.
So okay.
Hey.
You texted me, you took a nice four-hour nap today.
Yeah,
so you should be rested.
5 to 1:45. It was, I can't believe it.
That's like what I sleep at nighttime and then get up and come to the show in the morning. So it's not that bad.
And I was like, it's got to be noon. And I looked at my phone, it said 1:45. Poor Connor Thomas, who obviously works with you guys in the mornings, filled in for me today on the midday broadcast.
Yes.
And he was texting me questions and I didn't answer one of them until 1:45.
Well, for those out there who don't know, you're not very good at answering text messages anyway.
Because no,
you are a person who will put his phone like in a bathroom and then just sit and watch TV for 2 or 3 hours and not ever check his phone.
Because, yeah, I don't like texting. But,
no.
You know, I fell asleep immediately.
So you weren't there.
I was not there at all. But I love FanDuel Sportsbook, by the way, for what you mentioned going until the Super Bowl. That's fantastic. Love FanDuel Sportsbook. Love our listeners.
Yeah.
For helping this opportunity strike again.
Absolutely. And what the game plan is, everybody out there, I got a lot of text messages today from friends when they heard it was back saying, when can we come and watch the show? It's coming. We are in the works of, and if you're out there and you own a bar or brewery, you're interested, let us know because Andrew and I want to take this on the road once everything is more clear. Andrew, once obviously you get through all your
stuff.
Well, I did
it for the show, Bob.
I know you did.
COVID. You're vaccinated, and it's taking way too damn long here in Philadelphia. So I decided to just go ahead and get it.
Yes.
So that we could, you know, get out on the road early.
Good move by you. Yes, I am not only vaccinated, I am 2 weeks out from being vaccinated.
That's the workout.
So, yeah, I was one of the lucky ones that I'm clear and ready to go. I mean, obviously still being careful and all that stuff around others. But, yeah, that is the game plan, everyone. We are in the works to get this show on the road as much as we can. Imagine it, Andrew. Summer nights, sitting outside, sitting at a bar, sitting at a brewery. Phillies game at 7 o'clock. We take people to 7, and then we just hang out, have some beers with Bob and Andrew. Watch the Phillies, watch some baseball, probably some playoff hockey and basketball going on also.
Yeah, I mean,
we can have a lot of fun with it.
Actually done Beers with Bob, you and I, back at the studio.
Yes.
I can't wait to actually do Beers with Bob with people when we're out on the road on Wednesdays. That's going to be fantastic.
So I know your St. Paddy's Day isn't your normal St. Paddy's Day. If it were, had you worked until 2 p.m. and left the midday show, what would the day usually entail for an Andrew Salchunas on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, see, it's a good question because last year, obviously, we didn't really do anything because of COVID. But the previous 2 years, I did the McGillins. So I actually, what's today?
Wednesday.
Yeah. So the other 2 days were, I think, on the weekends because of the leap year or something. So
right.
The Saturday and Sunday in 2 years, I did the McGillen's trip, and obviously that place is crazy on a weekend. Imagine it on St. Paddy's Day. So that was a lot of fun. So I probably wouldn't have made the trip today, being that it is a Wednesday. But I would have done some of the bar hopping around the area.
You would have found yourself somewhere.
Oh my God, yeah.
Somewhere where you aren't now.
Yes, in my bedroom. I have a nice little setup right now.
Do you really? I know they brought over the equipment, T-Tay. This is how important Andrew Salchunas is to 97.5, the Fanatic. We find out, now I don't know when, I think this all went down yesterday. Of course, you know, there's information can't be shared because of different rules and stuff like that. But today you came out on Twitter and let everybody know. And
I mean, I tested positive yesterday and I waited till the morning to put out the tweet.
Right, and that's fine, and that's great. And as far as work went, none of us knew a thing until pretty much this morning. They let us know, and when you gave the okay, and they got equipment. This, I'm telling you, Andrew Salchunas is the man, the myth, and the legend. The engineers of this place could not get out to his house quick enough.
No, you
to
know
get
what? To
the
give
equipment.
The shout out to Bob. The great Chuck D'Amico.
Chuck is the man. That's our boss.
I mean,
yes.
Think about it. We've had a few bosses that I'm sure may not have done the trip to. I mean, it's not like I live far away in Manyunk, but Chuck made the trip himself, drove on over, got to meet my wife. Well, she's vaccinated, so she went out and grabbed the equipment.
Nice.
Shouted down from a window.
Way to go, Chuck.
Yeah, so shout out to Chuck D'Amico.
Yeah, that's a good boss. And look, that's what we're about here. We don't like to miss days. You know, we love what we do. I hate that you're sick, Andrew, and I hope to God you feel better. And I know tonight's kind of a trial run for you to see if you can get through these 40 or so minutes, because we have Sixers basketball coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. So Andrew and I'll be here till about 6:43. You know, hopefully you get better. Try it out tonight. Hopefully you can feel well enough to join Anthony on middays, because as great as Connor did today, and he was phenomenal, you are missed. You are missed when you are not part of the Anthony Gargano Midday Show.
Thanks, Bob.
So,
I have a tear in my eye.
So hopefully we get you back as soon as possible. And like I said, Andrew, there's a big game tonight. Sixers-Milwaukee. Sixers played last night. Milwaukee, to me, Andrew, is at such, and we'll get into some numbers from FanDuel Sportsbook in a little bit, but Milwaukee is at such an advantage tonight, in my opinion, being as the Sixers playing the second game of a back-to-back.
Yep.
Also, last night, as ugly, and we talked about this on the morning show a little bit today, as ugly as last night was against the New York Knicks, that's the way the Knicks need teams to play in order to have a chance to win. That's a typical Tom Thibodeau team where they just play up in your grill.
A lot of attacking defense.
Attacking fouls. I mean, they're aggressive. It's like the old Utah Jazz. When I was covering the Sixers, the theme out there was you foul 60 times, the refs are only going to call 30. They're not going to call every one. So the Knicks have some of that in them. It's almost like playing a, you know, if you're the Eagles, it's almost like the week after playing a Pittsburgh, a Baltimore. It's just a hard game to play. So I think Milwaukee has a big advantage on that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And plus, that Knicks team, they're not going to make any sort of run this year, but they got just a bunch of guys who've played in the league, right? Like, it's not the same New York Knicks team from 2-3 years ago where it's guys that don't belong in the NBA. You have a bunch of veterans, a bunch of guys that have played in the league, and maybe they just took money to play for the Knicks. Who knows? But it's not a terrible team. They're not going to do anything this year, but that's a team that's going to be competitive pretty much every single night. We've seen them win some decent games this year. Obviously, Julius Randle's been a freak at some points this season. But yeah, I mean, that was a good win for the Sixers to be able to play ugly and still pull out a win. That's what good teams do. But coming off the second game of back-to-back tonight against the Bucks, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, it is. And New York
beat, obviously.
Exactly. And if you're the Sixers, you used a lot of energy And last night in the fourth quarter, limiting the Knicks to 14 points in the fourth quarter. You know, when you're coming from behind and playing against a team like that, like, I was laughing. They start the game, the Knicks, last night, and they go full court pressure. And that's so Tom Thibodeau in that he does stuff like that. Now, it's something that, look, this is a new team. They're going to do whatever he tells them because they're looking to stay. They're looking to make names for themselves, whatever. But I'm just thinking to myself, and I think Doc Rivers, better than anyone else, thought this out. Like, okay, go ahead and throw your punches early. You know, we'll play a little rope-a-dope here, and then sure enough, at the end, the Sixers win that fourth quarter convincingly. But the other advantage I think that Milwaukee has tonight, Andrew, they haven't played, and in the NBA, this sounds crazy in general, but in the NBA, it's a truth. They haven't played since Monday. They played Monday in Washington. You bus up, you do whatever. They were here early Tuesday morning, late Monday night. So it was a sleep-in day, get some practice in on Tuesday, watch the Sixers play last night, a rest day today, get in a little shoot-around. They're in a good spot there, and they don't play again until Saturday. So they go home, and they don't play again until Saturday.
They know that, right? So they're going to go into this game. They go, you know what? Let's just burn everything we got because we're playing for another not playing for another 3 days.
Yeah, I really think that's the case. You have two teams here. Sixers have won 10 of 12, I believe. Milwaukee's won 9 of 10. These two teams are 19-3 over their last 22 games. So you have some pretty good ball being played by these two guys now. I'm really interested in a certain thing tonight, but I want to get from you. What is something that you're looking at tonight in this Sixers-Milwaukee game?
Well, it's going to be fascinating how they D up Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I know that sounds chalk, but I'll bring you back to last year. It was fascinating, and I'm not a big Brett Brown fan, but I thought Brett Brown actually had a pretty damn good idea with how to D up Giannis Antetokounmpo last season. Remember, he threw Embiid at him. He threw Horford at him. You would think, oh, Ben Simmons, first-team all-defense. Ben Simmons didn't really guard Giannis all that much in their matchups last year. He did a few times, but it was really just throwing Embiid, throwing Horford, throwing Harris at points last year. With no Embiid and obviously no Horford, what's the defensive strategy for Doc Rivers? I'm sure they watched tape from what they did last year because they were actually able to keep Giannis in check, except for that game when Ben Simmons went down with the injury.
Right.
You know, other than that, they actually did a good job with him last year. But the question is, can Tony Bradley be Embiid for a night? Can Dwight Howard be Al Horford for a night? And I just don't know if that can happen.
Yeah, I think how you might start this, because you brought up a great point, Andrew. If you really watch the Sixers game and what Ben Simmons does, a lot of the times, Doc Rivers won't start Ben Simmons on the other team's best player.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't on Julius Randle to start last night. He was on the kid Barrett from Duke a lot of the times last night, and they put Tobias Harris there. But when you need him, and when they need to get him on the top scorer, they'll grab him in the third, fourth quarter, second half, whatever it may be, and they can throw him on there with fresh legs instead of running around after somebody all night long. Doc will save him and save his defensive energy for that second half. That might be something to look for tonight. I agree with you on that. Here's another thing that I want to look for tonight, Andrew. Defense is like the main story in my mind. I want to see if they go a little zone tonight with Tobias, with Ben Simmons and Matisse Thybulle up front, much like they did at Indiana. Mm-hmm. Give it a try. I think if these two teams meet in the playoffs, that's going to be something. That's a well that Doc Rivers is going to go to, I think, a little bit. Now, there's two you know, avenues of thought here. Do you use it tonight to see how it is for you and maybe get a feel of what it might be like? Or do you not, because you don't want Milwaukee to see what it's like going against that? I go with the former. I say throw it out there for a little bit. I don't think Matisse Thybulle and Ben Simmons up front are easily solvable to try to beat those two out front and get your offense going.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, especially about strategy, how much do you want to show before the playoffs. But here's the deal. I mean, you're at a point right now where you're trying to win every single game that you can. When Embiid went down, the talk was maybe he'd miss about 10 games. And my hope was, all right, hopefully the Sixers can go at least 5-5 during that stretch. Now, tonight's game, and every game for that matter the rest of the season, really, really matters, because you look at the way the Eastern Conference is looking. The Nets are just a game back behind the Sixers. And
right,
the Bucks, after starting off slow, they're just 2.5 back at the Sixers. So, to me, you have to throw everything you can tonight. Because if you win, now you're up 3.5 games to Milwaukee. Still a lot of time left. You still won't have him be back for probably a week and a half. But you need to try to get every win that you can at this point. And if you can pull one out tonight and get 3.5 up in front of Milwaukee, I think you try to do that.
Yeah, no question. Not a must win, but a game that you want to go out and try to do everything you can to get the win. We welcome you back. It's Beers with Bob. That's right. We're now on Wednesdays. Thank you to FanDuel Sportsbook for picking us back up. Andrew and I will be doing Wednesdays from now until at least the Super Bowl.
That's amazing.
So we thank FanDuel Sportsbook. And as I said earlier, it was originally just a game plan for the football season for us to do some betting odds on football. But because you gave us such good response on the show and because we have so much fun doing it for you, FanDuel was nice enough to pick us up. So we're going to go all through the summer, lead into football season. As I said, Andrew and I can't wait until some things break and we're all healthy enough, especially get Andrew healthy and we can get out there, get to some bars, get to some outdoor places, meet and greet with you, do the show in front of you, have beers with you afterwards. That's what we're all hoping for, and that's what we're looking forward to do. So, Andrew, here's something really important with this Sixers team right now. And it's one of my topics, so I'm not going to dive too deep into it because it's one of my topics for the morning show tomorrow. You brought up the Joel Embiid situation, and it was put out there about a 10-game period or so, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they have two home games to play tonight. Now, they've already played two without him. And then their home, Milwaukee, Sacramento, I believe, is Saturday night. Then they have the 6-game road trip, which includes West Coast. We know Joel's not going out there.
No, don't even travel.
That's 10. Okay, that's 10. When they finish that up, and it's so weird that they start on the East Coast at New York, go on the West Coast for four, and then stop at Cleveland on the way home, which is something I've never seen before in my time covering the NBA. Okay, boom. There's your 10-game stretch. Then you go Cleveland at home, Minnesota at home, but then you go another 4-game stretch on the road. I'm really curious as to how they handle Joel Embiid in that time period. If it's 10 games flat, boom, all right, here you are, home 2 games. But now we're going to fly you on a 4-game road trip with a bone bruise on your knee. Yeah. I'm anxious to see how that happens. And that's a 14-game stretch. The interesting thing is, I also have Brooklyn's 14-game stretch because after those 14 games, those two teams face each other.
Right. And here's the thing. I want Embiid to have at least some sort of a tune-up prior to that Brooklyn game.
Sure.
Because we're talking about standings now. 14 games from now, think about how much that's going to matter. So I'd rather Embiid get on the court at some point. Now, the only problem with the 2 games at home before you go back out on the road, it's Minnesota and Memphis. Those are back-to-backs.
Like, yes, like, yes.
Listen, I don't think there's a conspiracy where the NBA is out to get the Sixers, but come on now with this schedule. You go out on the road for that many games, and then you come home for two, but it's a back-to-back, and then you got to go out to face the Celtics? Come on.
Yeah, that's tough. And then you go down south, you know, you go to New Orleans, Oklahoma City, Dallas. That I've been on that kick many times. That's not easy. That New Orleans flight is deceivingly long. You know, you think, oh, I'm just going down to New Orleans. It's a pain in the ass. Like that's a rough trip. So you're right. I don't want to say that the NBA did the Sixers wrong, but this is a tough schedule.
Killer schedule.
And, you know, back in the old days, it would be that if Joel Embiid had a bone bruise, the medical staff would want to see him play a couple of five-on-fives, at least do basketball activities, right? The dreaded basketball activities, Andrew, and then get back and play some five-on-five in practice before they would throw him out on the court. They don't have that luxury right now because you have so many games and so little days. Basically, your practices are shoot-around. So whatever Joel Embiid is able to do, you know, cardio-wise, while he's out now, he's really got to ramp it up because it's just a case of he's not going to be able to get on the floor to play 5-on-5 with any NBA competition because his teammates aren't practicing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. It's a great point. That's why, you know, I don't know. He's got to play before that Nets game.
Yeah.
Because my thing is I don't want him going out there and he's gassed in about 10 minutes, right? Because that is a game that's going to matter to you. Boston might matter a little bit. Who knows at that point? But those 2 games at home, I know the trip, another trip's going to suck, but you'd rather him make that trip than the West Coast trip, right?
Yeah, I'd rather him do the New Orleans, Oklahoma City, yeah. Dallas. You know, it's still not fun,
right?
But, you know, it's better than what you're looking at should you hold him out. Because you're right, then you're talking about limited amount of games, limited amount of time, finishing up a season, playing for a seeding, trying to get, and look, this is something we talked about under Brett Brown an awful lot, and we're still talking about it under Doc Rivers. These guys still, and Doc brought it up this week, these guys still aren't used to each other. They're just not. Like, they don't know each other all that well. They have not played a lot of games together.
Yeah.
You know, you had Ben out a couple of games. You had Tobias out with COVID stuff a few games. Shake Milton was out for a while, your big gun off the bench, so
you
to speak.
You saw him get affected by that.
Yeah, I mean, they have not played a lot of games together. And as I said, Doc brought it up the other day. It's a real factor that's going to come into play. And I'm not saying it's a negative thing, but it's something that you need to keep an eye on. And should they make some changes to the roster with the trade deadline coming up, even more so. You just don't have a lot of time to get these guys to gel.
Yeah, you really don't. And, you know, the good thing is this team is coached as well as it is because we have these concerns, and yet they're still on top of the Eastern Conference. Like, think about how great that is. And how many times did you find yourself saying it again last night? This is a game that they would have lost with Brett Brown's head coach? Because I did.
Yes.
I've said it probably 8 times this year, 9?
I have said it. And I say last year, whatever. I don't know if it's just Brett Brown. I mean, Al Horford, all that, you know.
That was a big part.
They just, and well, some of it was that Brett Brown didn't figure out how to play those guys together. Yeah. So, yeah, you're exactly right. But, yeah, you know, it's funny. You just get this rope-a-dope action from the Sixers that you feel confident in that, you know, last night, Doc Rivers did a real good job of keeping Ben Simmons off the floor, keeping starters off the floor until that fourth quarter when you needed that push. And they were there to give it. So we'll see tonight. I think we'll see right from the get-go how their legs are. I'm really interested to see if he implores the zone defense that I kind of want to see. So that's the defensive aspect, and I think you are too, of the 76ers tonight. That's the main thing that I'm looking for. In a great matchup tonight, a national TV matchup, ESPN, 7 o'clock. Milwaukee Bucks are here, but you can hear it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So when Andrew and I get out of here, you will hear the soft, silky tones of Brian Seltzer.
Oh, yeah.
Taking us into Sixers basketball. And then following Sixers basketball, we got Devon Givens talking postgame. You can't beat it. That's what we're going to do. So Andrew Salchunas, Bob Cooney, we got Dylan McKinnon behind the glass. We thank you for joining us on Beers with Bob. And there's something I got to tell the people, Andrew. There's always that one team that ruins your bracket. I know what's happened to you many times, Andrew. I've seen your bad reaction to it. And that's why this year I'm betting the tournament on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because on FanDuel, your first bet is risk-free. It doesn't matter if you're betting on Villanova, maybe Drexel. New users can get up to $1,000 in site credit back on your first bet if it doesn't win. FanDuel has odds on all the action, an easy app to use, multiple deposits, and fast withdrawals, and always on promotion. I filled out my bracket the other day. I'm sorry. I have Michigan going all the way. Phil Martelli, assistant coach there. I think they're going to get it done. FanDuel wants to make you a millionaire. That's right, you. They're giving away $1 million to one lucky bettor. New and existing users get an additional shot at the payout every day you bet the tournament. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire or even a thousandaire, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code BEER so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code BEER. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
That's right, we're back. Thanks for joining us. Beers with Bob. New night, Wednesday, 6 to 7. Bob Cooney, Andrew Salchunas. Tonight we have Dylan McKinnon behind the glass producing this show. And Andrew, you might be in a little bit of trouble.
Why's that?
Connor Thomas killed it today.
Good.
So, for those of you that don't know, I want to reiterate this. The magnificent Andrew Salchunas tested positive yesterday with COVID-19. So, he is home. He is working from home. Feeling a little rough around the edges, but good enough to join us here tonight. We thank him for that.
Rough around the edges.
There's that. I know you were on this past Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I could hear it in your voice.
6:45 wake up from the shore, drove up.
And you had been imbibing since what, noon to 11, I believe, on Saturday, you said?
Yeah, because I had
golfing?
12 o'clock tea time. And
where'd you golf?
Brigantine.
Okay.
The course right on the island.
Yeah, I've been there.
So, had a great time, and the imbibing started at noon and didn't finish till 11. Got up. Remember, we lost an hour of sleep?
Yeah, I remember.
So, I got up at 6:45 to make the drive up to One Ballot Plaza to do the show with the bro.
You are a good man, and a great show it was. And Andrew and Jamie Lynch every Sunday from 9 to 12. It is must-listen radio. I was saying it to Jamie this morning on the show. I'm not kidding you. I have a thing that I do every Sunday. I make breakfast for the family. It's an order your breakfast, and I'll make it for you, whatever it is.
Nice.
So I'm in the kitchen by 9. We have a radio that's hooked up underneath of the countertop there. I put it on, put you guys on right at 9 o'clock, and it is so much fun. It's the way you need to start a Sunday. It's not the way you want. It's the way you need to start a Sunday. But today, Connor Thomas, in your place, he was with Anthony Gargano, and he produced the Midday Show. And so Connor had never done an update.
Yes.
So John Kincaid on our morning show this morning said to Connor early on about in our 5 o'clock meeting before the show said, Connor, I want you to get an update together and you're going to do a practice one on our morning show. So Connor did it and he did everything you need to do. He said, hi, this is Connor Thomas, 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers win last night, blah, blah, blah. And he said, this update is being brought to you by. Now, of course, we have no sponsorship for a fake update. It was brought to you by Egan's Phone Books. Get some. It'll help you see over the steering wheel. That was his first sponsor. His second sponsor was Cooney Sweatpants Surplus, where you can go and buy all the sweatpants that Bob wears every day on the show. So Connor killed it today. He did good, and I bowed.
Did he know of said sponsors going into it?
He made it up.
Oh, he did it himself.
Made it up off the top of his head.
That's good work at it.
So this was just the trial run that he did on the John Kincaid show. I think we did it at like 9:30 this morning. And yeah, he reminded me of you where, and it's probably a lot of it is your tutelage because I know you do these young guys, you groom them a lot. He reminded me of you in that I could tell the moment wasn't going to get him because updates aren't easy to do.
No.
And the moment wasn't going to get him. He told us it's not going to get him. And he killed it.
Oh, I'm sure he did, man.
Yeah, he did very, very well.
Connor.
So you're home with the coronavirus, and I have to ask you, you said you took a long nap today. You're drinking the Gatorade, which is good. Get all the electrolytes in you that you can. What's your appetite like? Is there any smell? What's going on with that?
Dude, thank God. Knock on wood. Hopefully I don't lose that stuff. I still have it. So
okay.
I've been able to eat and sit my fat rear end on the couch. And,
you are not fat.
And, well, I mean, hey, listen, I might be after this is all done. I'm just enjoying everything. And the wife, God bless her, off today. She goes, what do you want? And I was like, you know what? Because I can still taste. So if I can't taste, I'm just going to eat salads. And you know, what's the
eat point, healthy, right? Just stuff
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I was like, you know what? I can taste. I'm going with a grilled cheese and tomato soup tonight.
Oh, fine item, except I'm not a tomato soup guy, but a fine item nonetheless.
So you just go just the grilled cheese?
I do grilled cheese, and I'll either have the ground sirloin, the Campbell's ground sirloin soup that I dip in and I eat that.
Okay.
Or, if it's Friday during Lent, I'll go with the Manhattan clam chowder.
Oh, that's a good workout.
Yes, and
see,
dipping
now,
in those are good.
Are you a ketchup or grilled cheese guy?
I don't put ketchup on anything but French fries.
That's it?
Nothing except French fries. Hamburgers, I do mayonnaise. I'm sorry, cheesesteaks I do ketchup also.
Okay.
But that's it. I used to do it on burgers, but now I'm a mayonnaise guy on burgers.
Do you do it on all cheesesteaks or specific ones?
Not pizza cheesesteaks.
Well, so I've brought this up before. You can't do ketchup with like a traditional Philly cheesesteak from one of the spots that you know about. They got the whiz and all that kind of stuff. If you go to a restaurant where the restaurant cheesesteak is totally different than the Pats and the Geno's and the D'Alessandro's,
right.
you name it, that I'll go with the ketchup with, but not one of the traditional spots.
So don't ruin the taste. It's like going to a restaurant. You don't put salt and pepper on your meal.
Exactly.
Because the chef prepares it the way it's supposed to be prepared.
Yeah, and it's just the way it's different, right? The meat's totally different, and usually the bread's different, and the cheese, usually like American, you're not really getting whiz at a restaurant unless they have it.
No. And I had a rule. The years I was traveling, Andrew, never, not once of the hundreds of times I was in different cities around the NBA globe, not once did I go to a place and order a cheesesteak, even if it said these are the authentic Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah, those are all BS. That's good work out of you. My father once did get a cheesesteak. He ordered one, right? They brought out a steak with cheese on top of it.
Oh.
I remember him telling me the story. It wasn't a sandwich. He said, yeah, I'll do a cheese. And it said it on the menu, cheesesteak.
Oh, my God.
And it was literally a slab of meat with a slab of cheese melted on top.
That's not good.
You know.
That is not good.
So what do you got for fine print? He should have read the fine print if there was one.
Probably, but you don't know. I mean, cheesesteak originates in Philadelphia. So if anybody emulates the word, they should know how to emulate the actual item.
Yeah.
It's not throwing a slab of cheese on a ribeye.
Steak with cheese.
Yeah, no. Can't do that. All right, so you and I were texting during the break. You said you got a question for me. What do you got before we get into the... We're going to get into the Sixers. What Andrew and I like tonight as far as FanDuel Sportsbook betting lines go.
Well, this is a betting question, but it's also, as you are a superior basketball mind, it's also a coaching question. So we talked about in the first segment what we're interested in watching tonight. You brought up the 2-3 zone, and my thing was how are you going to attack Giannis? Because last year, you threw Embiid at him. You threw Horford at him. At points, you threw Mike Scott, Tobias. Like, you threw so many different looks at him last year, and I think that was the one time Brett Brown actually had a clue what he was doing. So tonight...
Wow, that's harsh. But yeah,
no, I don't think it is. Tonight, what are you throwing at Giannis Antetokounmpo? Because I'm looking at the over-unders, and Giannis's over-under is 29.5.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton's is 19.5, which we've seen in years past Ben Simmons D up Chris Middleton. But because you have no Embiid tonight, are you, Coach Cooney, putting Ben on Giannis?
So I don't think I would start him on him, but I would be quick to go to it. So to start the game, I might go like a, this sounds crazy, but maybe, look, for all the harshness that Danny Green has taken from this city, and look, his play has been a little bit questionable. I think
he's
hit
erratic,
a wall,
but he's still shooting close to 40% from three, which nobody wants to admit.
But even more than that, he's a smart, smart defender.
Yes.
So Tobias Harris, I don't know if I want to waste his legs on Giannis Antetokounmpo early, because without Joel Embiid, obviously you need points from him. So I think I might try like a Danny Green there. I'm not doing a Bradley. No, not at all. I like Bradley's interior defense. I think he's good at helping out. He keeps people in the middle of his body. He stays vertical. I like Bradley's defense. But I think tonight I would start Danny Green on him. I know the size difference and all that. But Danny Green has really good hands where he swipes the ball. So Giannis being a long body, he's got to bring the ball up from his hips, go way up to get that shot off. Danny Green is really good at getting a hand on the ball before it gets to the point of shooting. So I might start him.
Is Giannis going to shoot, right? Like, if Giannis sees Danny Green in front of him,
he's backing him down. He's taking him inside. That's where your Bradley comes into play. Now they have Lopez, who will stand out at the line, and if they double Giannis in the paint, you have to watch out for kickouts, and that's where your rotations and all of that stuff come in. So I would give a different look. If it's not Danny Green, I would give a different look on Giannis to start the game. I'd be quick to go to Ben Simmons on him. And look, maybe Doc Rivers is, no, we're starting this. I have no problem with him saying, no, Ben, you're on him. Let's go. Yeah. We start from the opening tap. So you're going to see a lot of Matisse Thybulle on him, too, I believe.
Okay. I would actually really love to see that. That's a good test for Matisse. So out of those three names, the Giannis and Chris and Middleton and Jrue Holiday, who's over are you taking there? Holiday's just 15.5. Now, we have seen in the past Ben Simmons start on the smaller guard.
Yes.
We really have.
Yeah.
So if, let's say, Danny Green is on Giannis, Tobias is most likely on Middleton.
Right.
So Ben's on Jrue Holiday.
With
which
the thought
I can see
of,
him lock him down.
Right, with the thought of, do not let him get easy passes to Giannis.
Yes.
And Ben Simmons is great in getting into passing lanes, and you're going to have to trust Danny Green's going to have to use his quickness to get in those lanes also. It's interesting. I was looking at total points, rebounds, and assists also, which is one of my favorite things to do. Yep. And to start off, Sixers are getting... Now, last I saw, Andrew, a couple of minutes ago, Sixers were getting 6.5.
It's currently at 6.
Okay, went down to 6. All right, so Sixers are getting 6. That, to me, screams Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, this is a game where I'd never bet against my squad.
Never.
And I'll be happy if they pull out a win and I don't get any money off of it. But I am not going to bet against the Sixers.
Yeah, no.
If I were to bet against the Sixers tonight,
if you had to bet tonight,
I would go Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But I feel like I have a soul and I can't do that.
And there's we put it out in the middle of the show. There's a lot of reasons to think it. Milwaukee, you know, they've been here since Tuesday, or maybe Monday night even after their game in Washington. They've had a lot of rest. They don't play again until Saturday. There's a lot of reasons to like Milwaukee. One of the lines I was looking at tonight, we'll start with Milwaukee and we'll go to the Sixers, is the points, rebounds, and assist total for Giannis Antetokounmpo. So that total is 48.5. He's had triple doubles in each of his last three games.
Yeah, And without Embiid as the rim protector, right?
Right.
Definitely get, like, that's why I asked you about the point total. If no, if Danny Green's guarding Giannis, I'm going to take the over in his points, which is 29.5.
Right? Right.
So that gets you to 30 at least if he's hitting the over. He could definitely grab 10 boards against the Sixers tonight with no Embiid.
Yeah. Now, real quick, let's go through just two Sixers. Ben Simmons, points, rebounds, assists total, 31.5. What do you like there?
31.5 for points, rebounds, and assists?
Yes.
It's a good question. I mean, if he can give you 15 points. See, that's now that's when you get
15, 10, and 10 is 35.
Yeah, but is he going to get a triple-double? I mean, I could see him, depending on who's guarding him, right?
Yeah.
I might, what is it, 31.5?
31.5.
I might take the over.
I love the over on him tonight. The last one I'll give you, because we got a break here. Tobias Harris, points, rebounds, assists, 34.5. Tobias has been rebounding the ball and dishing some dimes.
Yeah, the rebounds, if he gets to 4 or 5, you're in a good spot.
I think he gets you above 7 tonight.
I think he scores 23 points tonight. So
there it is.
What was it? 34.5. 34. Yeah, let's
take it. All right, the over there too. All right, Andrew Salchunas, you are the man. We hope you get better soon. We hope to see you in the office as soon as possible. But in the meantime, take care of yourself. Really appreciate you coming on. And everybody, Beers with Bob, we're back Wednesday night. Dylan McKinnon, thank you so much for producing. We have, let's not forget, Sixers Milwaukee coming up. Brian Seltzer is going to take us into the game. We got the sweet sound of Tom McGinnis calling the game. Devon will be in here after the game. Tyler Zuli is producing it all. And what we want to say once again is thank you for joining us. Beers with Bob. We're going to be a regular 6 o'clock every Wednesday night. Thanks for joining us. Time at the Fanatic, 6:43. And I got to also tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. That's right, the great sponsor of this show. There's always that one team that ruins your bracket. That's why this year I'm betting the tournament on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because on FanDuel, your first bet is risk-free. It doesn't matter if you're betting on Villanova, Drexel, whoever it may be. New users get up to $1,000 insight credit back if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel has odds on all the action, an easy-to-use app, multiple deposits, and fast withdrawals, and always on promotions. Now, Andrew said he likes Gonzaga. I'm liking Michigan to go all the way. Who do you like? Take a bet on it. FanDuel wants to make you a millionaire. Yes, you. They're giving you away $1 million to one lucky bettor. New and existing users get an additional shot at the payout every day you bet the tourney. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire or even a thousandaire, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code BEER so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BEER. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.